So I missed the follow-up post last night. It's the morning after. And things went well. I stuck to my plan for the most part, and I came away a big winner last night. Walking out with 6 times my buy-in, which was a big night for a 2-5 table. The evening started in a way to sort of test my resolve. I sat down at a 2-5 table only after waiting a while, longer than I've usually waited for that kind of table. And I sat there with my chips the whole time waiting for my seat, saying, oh, should I just play a lower stakes game where there's a seat? Should I just play a lower stakes game where there's a seat? And finally I found a seat. And I sat down, and in the very first hand was dealt a Jack Queen of Hearts. Not a phenomenal hand, but certainly a hand worth worth looking at. Not one of Phil Hellmuth's top 10 hands, of course, but a hand two court cards, two suited connectors. So there was a raise pre-flop up to 4 times the big blind, $20, and I called it. And the flop came, Jack High. Rainbow flop, no straight on the board, Jack High. And there was a bet. And I there was a bet, one caller, and I raised and got 2 callers. And on the turn, which was another rag, I pushed all in. And I mean, it was the first hand. And I got a caller and then another player who folded. And it took a long time for her to fold. And then on the river, I held up and my top pair won. So essentially, I tripled up that very first hand. Won 3 or 4 more large pots over the course of the evening. 2 or 3 occasions, a pocket pair held up where there might be a higher card on the flop than my pocket pair, but I had somebody come along with me, call my raises, and not connect with the board, and my pair was good. So that sort of thing hasn't been happening to me lately, where a pocket pair would hold up. And 2 or 3 hands where I connected with a flush. That happened 3 or 4 times. And those kinds of hands haven't been happening to me lately. So I'm not going to take credit for excellent play, but I will say that where I chose to make my moves, the cards connected. So I could officially say that the cold deck is over, and that feels really good. I could say that I started playing tighter, more aggressive poker, and that feels good. I stuck to my plan and it worked. I did not play as many crap hands as I have been, although when position was on my side or when the table was limping so the pot odds justified it, I did from time to time play weaker holdings. Most of the time nothing came of it, but I did make a 6-high flush at one point because I played a deuce 6 suited from the big blind and hit my flush on the turn. So it worked. Pocket aces on the last hand against straddle bet from the button. All I did was limp with my pocket aces. An all-in happened, followed by another all-in. And then I pushed all-in to knock the last remaining player out of the hand. And both of those players called my bet, and my aces held up. So a lot of chips in that pot. And overall, a really good night. So good for me. Woohoo!